Sri Lanka signs more Belt and Road deals after China seizes major port. By Edwin Mora on November 29, 2018. The debt-ridden island nation of Sri Lanka reportedly signed two Belt and Road Initiative BRI-linked contracts worth more than $50 million with China on Thursday amid political upheaval in the South Asian country over the appointment of a pro-Beijing premier. China is facing criticism that many of its investments under BRI are driving smaller nations like Sri Lanka into debt. Sri Lanka is among the most negatively affected by its relationship with China, having forfeited control of its key Hambantota seaport in December 2017. Sri Lanka gave China power over the port as a means of paying an installment of its debt it could not afford at the time. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has blasted China for using debt traps via Beijing's BRI project, also known as the One Belt, One Road, OBOR, initiative, to undermine the sovereignty of various countries and expand its influence across the world. Reuters reported that the multi-million-dollar contracts that Sri Lanka signed with Chinese firms on Thursday for a port upgrade project came in the middle of a political hiatus that has raised doubts over the legitimacy of the government and the legality of the deals, adding. The debt-saddled island has long been a target of Beijing's ambitious Belt and Road infrastructure scheme to connect China with countries across Asia and beyond, while regional power India has also been vying for deals to counter China's influence. But a political crisis triggered by President Maithripala Sirisena and his replacement of pro-India, Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe with pro-China, Mahinda Rajapaksa, who was in turn sacked by Parliament, has raised doubts over who can legitimately make decisions in the country. The new government has reportedly failed to earn international recognition, citing government documents about the financial agreements Sri Lanka made with China. Reuters pointed out, the deals are a $32 million contract to enhance the deep berth capacity of state-run Jaya Container Terminal Junction in Colombo with China Harbor Engineering Company, and another one worth $25.7 million for the purchase of three cranes from Shanghai Junhua Heavy Industries for the same project, according to the Ports Authority official. However, Rajita Sinaratne, the former cabinet spokesperson under the replaced PM, told Reuters the new administration does not have the legal power to make any decisions. In a separate article, Reuters pointed out, lawmakers opposed to Rajapaksa, who has lost two no-confidence votes in parliament, regard his administration as illegitimate and say he should not be able to use government money for his day-to-day expenses. The rivalry between Asian giants China and India is at full display in Sri Lanka. India, which accounts for around 80% of Colombo's transshipment business, has raised concerns over increasing Chinese projects in Colombo, Reuters noted. Although the political tussle in Sri Lanka was largely triggered by deep differences between President Sirisena and Wickremesinghe, who led a fragile coalition, observers say the shadow of India and China is not far away. Voice of America, VOA, added last week. Harinder Vidanich, the director of the Bandaranaike Center for International Studies in the island nation's capital of Colombo, told VOA, the larger context of the current political situation is clearly the intensifying India-China rivalry in countries like Sri Lanka.